Okay, so maybe you're thinking about a trip to Malaysia.
Oh, yeah.
Rainforests, beaches, the food.
It's a dream.
Definitely a bucket list destination.
For sure.
But before you book that flight, let's talk about the Malaysia visa. Could save you a lot of hassle.
You're absolutely right.
We've got articles, FAQs, guidelines, all about it.
Yeah, I'm a whole stack.
This electronic travel authorization, we're going to sift through it all,
Get to the good stuff.
give you the need-to-know info so you can
Yeah,
decide.
is it right for you?
All right, so to kick things off, what exactly is this a visa thing? How's it different from a regular visa?
Well, it's essentially your digital key to get into Malaysia
Right.
for tourism or business.
Right.
Think of it as a pre-approved travel document that you get online,
Okay.
completely bypassing the embassy.
So no more like scheduling appointments,
Nope.
waiting in lines, dealing with piles of paperwork.
Exactly.
Sign me up.
It definitely streamlines things. Plus, it's usually much faster than a traditional visa. We're talking like 3 business days turnaround in most cases.
3 business days. That's amazing. But there's got to be a catch, right? It can't be that easy.
Well, there are a few things.
Okay.
First, even though you get the visa fast,
Right.
it's only valid for 90 days from when it's issued.
Ah, okay.
That's not your length of stay.
Right.
That's just how long you have to actually use it
Got it, got
to
it.
get into Malaysia.
So it's not a free pass to just hang out for 3 months.
Right.
So let's say I got my visa January 1st.
Okay.
I could wait until like end of March to enter.
Yeah, you could push it.
But once I'm there, my trip is limited.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's a maximum of 30 days.
All right, so 30 days once you're there.
Yeah, you've got a month to explore and soak it all up.
Makes sense.
Then it's time to head home or move on.
90 days to use it, 30 days to enjoy it.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
But how's this different from a visa on arrival, VOA?
Ah, good question.
I've heard about that for some countries.
Yeah, so both of
Yeah,
them,
yeah.
you skip the embassy visit,
Right.
but the difference is when you get it.
Okay.
The visa, you're all set before you go.
Right.
Peace of mind.
No, you're good.
VivoA, you get it when you land.
So that's more for the spontaneous
Yeah.
last minute tricks.
And a visa's for the planner.
Exactly. It all depends on your travel style
That's true.
and how much certainty you need beforehand.
All right, that makes sense. Now, are you ready for a surprise? I love surprises. Hit me.
This visa, it's not just for a select few countries.
Okay.
It's available to citizens of over 100 nations.
Wow, over 100.
I'm guessing that includes some unexpected ones, right?
Absolutely.
I'm gonna have to look into this.
You should
See if my country made the cut.
dig into those sources.
Okay, you've piqued my interest. But even if I'm on the list,
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's not guaranteed I'll be approved.
Yeah, you're right. It's not just nationality. Things like your age,
Right.
any criminal history.
Purpose of your visit
Oh, okay.
all come into play.
So I shouldn't assume I'm good to go just because my country's on the list.
Right. There are specific scenarios where someone might get rejected.
Even if they meet the basics.
Yep. Like, let's say you got your visa January 1st,
Okay.
but then something comes up, delays your trip,
Hey.
and you can't arrive until after March 31st. That visa's no longer valid,
Oh, wow.
even though you technically got it within that 90-day window.
So it's not just applying early enough, it's
Right.
making sure your trip actually fits in that 90 days.
Yeah, planning is key.
That is crucial info
It is.
for anyone thinking of using this visa.
Absolutely.
So, we've established this is a convenient online option to enter Malaysia,
Yeah.
but what about people who aren't eligible? Maybe their country's not on the list,
Right.
or they need to stay longer than 30 days.
Well, don't worry, traditional visas still exist.
Okay, good.
They might require a bit more legwork.
You know, embassy visits, longer processing,
Right. Yeah.
but there's still an option.
Okay, good to know there are alternatives.
Yep.
Now let's talk about the visa process itself.
Okay.
What are the steps involved? What documents do I need?
Well, the beauty of the visa is that it's all online. You can access it 24/7.
No need to worry about embassy hours.
Nope.
Love that.
Not.
But I'm guessing even the most streamlined online process still involves some paperwork.
Of course. You'll need some key documents ready.
All right, like what? Give me the details.
Well, first, you need a passport that's valid for at least 6 months beyond your stay in Malaysia.
Okay, 6 months of passport validity. Got it.
Then you'll need a recent passport photo
Right.
that meets their guidelines. And this is where it gets interesting.
Oh, really? Like, what? I'm all about avoiding passport photo mishaps.
Well, think neutral expression, no smiling,
No smiling. Okay.
absolutely no sunglasses,
Right.
hats.
Got it.
It's all about clear identification. They even have a rule about no dark clothing in the photo.
Wow, strict. They really want to see your face.
They do. It's about security.
Right.
Making sure the photo matches the person.
Makes sense. Yeah.
They need to be able to identify you clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And a neutral expression helps with facial recognition technology.
Ah, okay.
Staying ahead of the curve.
So no trying to sneak in a fun vacation photo for my official documents.
Not this time.
All right, what about other documents?
You'll need proof of accommodation, which could be hotel reservations, hostel booking,
mm-hmm.
even a letter from a friend or family member if you're staying with them.
So couch surfing is still an option.
Exactly, as long as you get that letter.
All right. What about finances?
You'll need to show you can support yourself during your trip.
Okay.
Bank statement with sufficient funds should do it.
They just want to make sure you're not planning on working illegally
right.
or overstaying.
Exactly. And those requirements might be a bit more for like student visas or expatriate visas.
Yeah, those are the longer term stuff.
You're right. Additional financial requirements, maybe proof of scholarship or employment contracts.
Good to remember, those traditional visas still exist for those situations.
That is you.
Okay. So I've got my passport,
yeah.
my very serious photo,
true expression,
accommodation details, bank statements.
Sounds good.
All set. What's next?
Time to tackle that online application.
Okay.
And here's the good news. It's designed to be user-friendly.
That's a relief.
Yeah.
I've heard horror stories about complicated visa applications.
Don't worry.
Endless forms.
Not this one.
Confusing instructions.
The Malaysian visa application, it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, phew. So what kind of info do they ask for?
Well, you'll provide personal details like name, date of birth, nationality, contact info.
Okay.
Then you'll put in your passport information.
Right.
Passport number, issue and expiry dates, place of issue.
So standard stuff, like booking a flight or a hotel online.
It is familiar and easy to navigate.
Makes sense.
Then you move on to your travel details.
Okay.
Your dates of entry and exit, purpose of the visit, accommodation details.
So they want the full picture of my Malaysian adventure.
Exactly. And pro tip, double check everything.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Even a small typo can lead to delays or rejection.
Yikes. Okay. No pressure.
Triple check it all.
I will. So once I reviewed all the details, what happens next?
You upload all those documents.
Okay.
Passport, the photo, itinerary, proof of accommodation, and funds.
Got it.
Best to have digital copies ready.
Good point. No last minute scrambling for a scanner.
Nope. Once you've uploaded everything, review it one last time.
Uh-huh.
And then if everything looks good, payment section.
The moment of truth. What are the fees like?
The processing fee is usually between $20 and $45.
Okay.
Depending on your nationality and the type of visa.
Right.
It's surprisingly affordable, especially when you consider the convenience and speed.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm guessing those fees are non-refundable?
They are.
So got to make sure every detail is correct before hitting submit.
Absolutely. Once you've paid, you get a confirmation email.
Okay.
Then it's the waiting game.
The waiting game.
Most applications are processed within 3 business days.
Right.
But always wise to apply early, just in case.
Yeah. Peace of mind. I'd apply well in advance.
Good idea.
So everything goes smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
I get that email. My visa is approved.
Yeah.
What then?
You print it out.
Okay.
Make sure you have a clear copy to present at immigration.
All right.
They'll want to see it alongside your passport.
No need to worry about fancy paper or anything?
Nope. Standard print is fine.
Okay, cool.
And keep a digital copy on your phone, too, just in case.
Backups. Love it. Now, we've talked about all the steps.
Yeah.
But what about those third-party agencies you mentioned earlier?
Oh, yeah. Those can be helpful.
When would it make sense to use one?
If you're short on time,
okay.
feeling overwhelmed by the process,
right.
or just want extra peace of mind.
So it's like having a travel agent for your visa.
Exactly. They handle everything, double check, make sure there are no mistakes.
That's valuable for someone who's unfamiliar with visa applications
mm-hmm.
or just wants to take the stress out.
Exactly. It's all about weighing the cost versus the convenience.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
But for most people who are comfortable online,
yeah.
have their documents in order,
right.
DIY approach is fine.
Exactly.
All right. Good to know.